You have questions, we have answers. This is Jane Muller.
And this is Ken Muller. Welcome to our show, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane. And today, Jane, we're going to recap what we covered the last show. We were talking about it from the buyer perspective. All this time, we've been talking about the seller side. So we started delving into, from the buyer perspective, what's involved in the whole process of winning the bid and, you know, all the competitiveness of the being that it is a seller's market. So just to recap for the listeners that didn't catch the last show, we covered the buyer offer process and the strategies to help the buyer be successful in this highly competitive seller's market. And among that discussion was that how important it is for the buyer to have all their ducks in a row. So that entails, which entails basically having a having a solid contract with the buyer attorney, buyer loan officer picked out. If there's a if there's a large down payment of funds or an appraisal contingency waiver, it's important also to have the buyer's proof of funds to show that they're in the financial position not only to cover the down payment, the closing costs, as well as a waiver of the appraisal contingency if the if that push comes to shove.
Yeah. I mean, I can't stress any more importance here, right? We receive so many offers. We waive the buyer waiting to waive the appraisal contingency. But with what? 5% right. down. How can you waive it? So, oh, they may have 401k, but give us the statement. A lot of time, right? And then I do have other buyers and say how successful they are. I think that the at the end of the day, to let a seller know you're very successful is a great thing. I mean, we're happy for you. But most importantly, give the bank statement to show the strength, right? God forbid if the price the appraisal didn't come to fruition to the contract price, at least the seller understood you have a financially ability to close the house. So that's, you know, the documentation. Once again, go back to homework. The documentation is very important.
Right, right. And so, and then we touched upon how as a bonus, but in addition to all the things that we just discussed, the buyer could also, what's very proactive is would be if the buyer includes an attorney review letter.
That's
already,
the once.
Which is,
I couldn't believe
it. Which would be highly, highly proactive. But that
I never, I only had it once, but I have to say, because that was a very creative way in this competitive market, and the buyer won the house. You know, that was really very, very decide point for the seller. There's no comparison. The seller didn't even think twice.
Right. And the reason I think that the buyer attorney review letter is very important is because then you know, the seller knows that there's no surprises. Like not oftentimes, but sometimes a contract can be prepared. The realtor contract of sale can be prepared with certain, you know, waivers, like an appraisal contingency waiver. And then it's seldom, but it does happen that the buyer attorney just vehemently objects to whatever was previously agreed to between the parties. And that has happened where the buyer attorney will just say, nope, I don't care that it's in the realtor contract. I'm not gonna allow my client to waive the appraisal contingency. If it doesn't appraise, we want to have the right to renegotiate it. But having by having the buyer attorney review letter up front, you can see, the seller can see with assurance what's, you know, what the proposed changes are.
Yeah, I mean, whatever they offered is actually what's going to go through, you know, the process. But I have to say, for this, right, I have to think from the today's session is about buyer. I think the benefit to the buyer too. Think about it, Ken. If you make an offer as a buyer agent or buyer, right, and then the seller accepted and take you 3 days to find an attorney and then take a time. I know you're going to discuss more of attorney review and then write a letter. In the meantime, other buyer can come back and offer a much competitive offer. Seller can cancel you, go with another contract. In this way, the benefit to the buyer is you shorten the process. So basically, once the owner accept your offer, the contract along with your the attorney review letter go to the both attorney. So the seller attorney saw the contract the same times, already see, review the letter. So only that deal, I think, only take 1 day to got a review, because we give the contract to the attorney, seller attorney in the morning. He responded by noon, not only review plus respond to that. And then in the afternoon, the buyer attorney just came back, signed it off. So typically, you know, that day it was, I couldn't believe it, less than 8 hours.
It was quite fast.
Yeah. And then the other agent did come back. The other agent didn't come back, say, hey, we lost the bid, but we're going to go much higher, but it's too late. It's out of review. So that shows how much these tools can protect a buyer's best interest in this competitive seller's market.
Right.
Yes.
So let's delve into that a little bit more. Let's say the buyer's offer is accepted. We have this then provision that was a settlement based on the that allows realtors basically to write to prepare the realtor contract of sale. That was a settlement reached between the realtor board, as they were known back then, and the attorneys, because basically the attorneys challenged the realtor's right and they came to a settlement, and the Supreme Court basically came up with the with certain regulations, one of which is the basically any realtor contract has to have in bold, which it does, the opinion 26, with the bold language stating that this contract will become binding within 3 business days. But in that time, you have the right for an attorney to review and disapprove of it. So that's critical. It has to be in any realtor prepared contract language.
And a lot of very often both seller and buyer may get confused, right? How the 3-day count? So would you like to give more explanation?
So let's give an explanation, but let's also give an example. So the 3 days, the 3-day attorney review period is 3 business days after both the buyer and the seller have received the fully signed contract. Not the brokers, not the buyer or the seller's sister or brother, but the buyer and the seller have to have received it, and it doesn't count the date of receipt. So let's do an example. Let's say the buyer writes an offer. I'm the buyer agent. I send you an offer on Thursday.
Yeah.
You get it signed by the
Thursday
by your
night.
Client. No, let's say Friday. You don't get it back to me till Monday, and I give it to my buyer Monday afternoon. So under that scenario, the attorney review period would give 3 business days, assuming, you know, Tuesday's not a holiday. It would be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They have till the end of Thursday to start attorney review. Either the buyer or the seller attorney would have to send out an attorney review letter. Otherwise, the contract would be binding. Then you can get into, well, when does attorney review end on Thursday? And there's really been no, I mean, is it 5 p.m.? Is it the end of the business day? Well, that really hasn't been ever decided by the courts.
Yeah,
kind of,
I think a lot of
really, it's really the conception is it's really till midnight of Thursday, the end.
Yes,
you know, there've been some cases where attorneys have sent review letters the third day after 5 p.m. and they've been determined to be okay.
Yeah, I think a lot of time, right, as an agent ourselves, right, we always have to be eyes on the ball. We are the project manager. We always have to call and, you know, to inform the client. I mean, as a good buyer agent, I believe in my personal experience, right, I always ask buyer to have a attorney selected before we actually have a contract. Why is that? You have to do your homework, right? You know, you're going to buy a house. It costs you zero to find a lawyer. Why not take the time to talk to a few lawyers and see? And some corporation have the legal plan. So they give you a list and you go through and select one. So you get it ready. So when you actually had a contract, if you do nothing, which is a lot of people don't understand, 3 days, if they did nothing, that means you bought this house under the pre-printed New Jersey Real Estate Association contract, right? So that's very important. It's not like I change my mind, I hide, I do nothing, which has happened to us once, right? And we represent a seller, the buyer made an offer, accepted it, give it to them, and then the buyer got a cold feet or not, and they just not responding to the buyer agent. So when that happened at the end, I mean, I have to get involved and try to contact the, you know, and the buyer said, agent said, well, they don't contact. I said, do you mind? Because as your client, I don't want to get involved, right? But please, you know, you have to ask your broker or someone from your firm to call the buyer to inform them. They have to, you know, and legally, the agent or the buyer cannot cancel the contract once contract signed. I had another scenario. We are under attorney review, and then the buyer try to call us because their agent on vacation. So they try to call us as a leasing agent and say, hey, I want to change my down payment. Can you write a new contract? Answer is no. I want to change this. I want to change I want to, normally the price already set. I want to change the down payment lower, or I want to change the closing date. You have to speak to your lawyer. The agent, even your, I mean, I'm the seller agent, obviously, no, but even your own agent here, not on vacation, the agent cannot make any changes. Once the contract signed by both parties is done, it's go to the lawyer. That's the legal process start.
That's absolutely right. Yep. That's a very good point. Only the attorney can disapprove of the contract and make changes at that point. So that's why it's important to have your attorney selected and make sure you really want the want to put an offer in, because once it's fully signed, mm-hmm. an attorney review starts, you have to engage an attorney to disapprove or cancel the contract.
Yeah. Another thing is common question is how long the attorney review last? I mean, I represent a buyer long time ago, 12 years ago. Our attorney and the seller attorney somehow had a disagreement on something. So on HOA or something. Nobody backed down. So, but my buyer really want the house. And the seller the agent really want to work with us and sell the house. So, but the lawyer wouldn't conclude the review unless they got something from the HOA. The HOA not responding. You know how slow the HOA is not responding. Mm-hmm. They said, nobody asked that. We're not giving to you. So in the meantime, we stuck, really. We're not attorney review. But luckily, that was in the lower market, like 2011, 2012, not really beating war, so we're good that way. So I convinced the buyer and said, hey, let's move forward with the process because we can't solve the attorney issue. We continue to do the mortgage application, the home inspection, everything. So at the end, we never, ever got off the review, believe it. I was like crazy. We closed. We never went under contract. We're just in attorney review.
Until we closed
that day, we closed the deal. Wow. That's like a lifetime experience.
Yeah. And that's something also, it's also based on the market. A lot of times, you know, years ago, more when it was more buyer's market, a lot of buyer's attorneys would put in their review letters that the attorney review is contingent upon review of if it was an association, they'd want to review the bylaws and the financial documents and keep attorney review open.
Yes.
Now, oftentimes the seller attorney would reject that because they didn't want it to drag mm-hmm. on. But certainly a proposed clause like that in today's market would get a lot more resistance from the seller side because they wouldn't want to drag it. And it's almost like the buyer would have to concede that, either get the bylaws or you know, they don't have that much flexibility to drag the purchase contingent upon review of the bylaws.
I have to say to you, Ken, I have to confess, that transaction was early on in my career. Yeah. So I basically in the mercy of the attorney and the buyer, because today, obviously, you can't practice law because I'm not qualified, not like your attorney, a trade, you know, but I'm not, I'm an agent. But at least I can guide my client better. You know, saying, why don't you call the association? Why did you do this? Why did you do that? At least I can make some alternative recommendation. But that time, I was really not experienced as today. So at the end, we just have to work with the system until we close. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
All right, all good stuff. Why don't we take a short break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
A two-story building, approximately 5,100 square feet, with private offices and open spaces located in prime downtown New Brunswick, is available for lease. Yes, come on down and take a look. The building is zoned community commercial and has many permitted uses, including office, art gallery, theater, and music studio. To learn more about this property and more, contact Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448. A state-of-the-art building, approximately 3,000 square feet with a backup generator and plenty of parking, is available for lease. Located on the main thoroughfare in Hamilton Township, the building is zoned highway commercial and is suitable for retail, medical, office, education, and much more. To find out more and see if it fits your business and your needs, contact Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448. Attention to developers and contractors. Over 3 acres of land located at the heart of East Brunswick is up for sale. Great location and lots of potential. For further details, please contact Ken at 908-337-9448. You are listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. Now let's get back to the show.
Hey, welcome back. We're going to continue to discuss the buyer process in the whole transaction. So let's go to the point now where the buyer's offer has been accepted. We're into attorney review. Mm-hmm. The buyer still has risk. It's not a binding contract yet, as we covered this multiple times. In attorney review, that's why it's so important for the buyer and their buyer attorney to get out of attorney review as soon as possible.
Because
they're vulnerable during that period, because in attorney review, they could be outbid by a higher offer, or as they say, an attorney review, either the buyer or the seller can cancel the contract for any reason or no reason. The buyer could change their mind and get another house, or the seller could get a higher offer and just tell their attorney to cancel, you know, kill
the deal. Yes, absolutely. I mean, I can't say important enough for the buyer and a buyer attorney and a buyer agent, right? How many times at the end they, once again, my experience again, we had a contract done, okay? And I represent buyer, once again, it was a long time ago. And the couple, after we received the contract that night, the couple went out to celebrate, had a dinner. And they text me, say, Jane, we had a celebration. I said, no, it's too early. Let's get out the attorney review. But once again, they hired an attorney. The attorney was in the office, and they sent a letter. We'll review later, but dragged it for a few days. And then we lost the house. So that's another thing I want to share here, right, which is can be heartbreaking for a lot of buyers. I had cases when the listing agent called final on the best. You already won. Not every seller stick with that decision. I know it's not fair to the buyer, but I got beat out once. We in the final in the best, we won. And later on, somebody knew we in attorney review because, you know, we won already. So obviously they went crazy. So in that case, the buyer agent didn't give us a chance because the gap was so big. It was like almost 20,000. So they didn't even get back to us. They just sent us a cancellation letter, which is I was stunned. So, you know, normally, you know, you get a courtesy, but the seller agent don't have to.
Right. That's a very tricky situation with final and best because it could also work a lot of times too. You call final and best by a certain date and a certain time, and then thereafter, the seller agent will receive an offer, you know, maybe 5 hours or an hour later.
Or a day later.
But as the agent from the seller side, you have to present that offer to the seller and their attorney. And it's not up to the list agent to say, well, to cut them off and say, sorry, I can't accept your offer if final and best was already past due.
Yeah.
You don't want to get yourself into that, making that decision legally.
You can't.
You can't, right.
The agent, you cannot.
You have to present it to the seller. And at that point, the seller's attorney let them sort it out. But, you know,
yes. That's
our, I think, the job of the seller. The seller agent is to present all written offers, must be presented during attorney review to the seller. And then even after attorney review, once you have a binding contract, if you receive a written offer, it has to be presented to the seller and the attorney. And in that case, it would serve as a backup offer.
Beginning this session is the focus on buyer.
So, as
a buyer, if you see a house, you call your agent. Your agent said call and says under contract, right? If you want to make an offer, you still can. But you will be backup offer. You mean the seller may not allow you to go in the house to see the house because of the market, but if you know the house before, say I had a case, right? The buyer made an offer, and then, the buyer saw the house during the open house, and then they beat on another house, they got it. And then a few days later, they had a home inspection or some issues, so they canceled. And when they come back to us, we're already under contract. So in that time, the agent called me, said, Jane, if there's anything happened, can you please? I told her, put in writing, don't in word, right? Because I can't pass your word on.
Right.
So they send a formal backup offer. So the offer with the owner and the lawyer. So we always forward. But in that case, it helped the buyer situation. Why? Because later on, we had an issue because the buyer had some issue with, our buyer had an issue with his end, with either the job or something, have second thought. We were able to contact this agent and say, hey, you know, you're the backup, so thank you, follow up with me. I mean, almost weekly, that agent texted me, is everything good? I said, there may be a crack here, I'm not sure, but we, as soon as that contract canceled, within hours, seller just accepted, we go in the review, and they bought a house. So a lot of time, right, you still can make an offer, but the seller or, you know, may not let you in the house because they were, but if you see the house before or you know the neighborhood very well, I mean, you're more than welcome to make an offer. But make sure follow up with your agent, let your agent follow up with the listing agent. Because when you made an offer, could be 3 weeks later the deal didn't work out. So it only take a second. Good agent, that's our job, right?
You just gave an example where it actually happened.
Yeah, take a second. Yeah, text and say, hey, Jane, hope all's well. You know, I mean, how's the deal going? Any chance for my buyer? My buyer really want the house. Take you a minute. So I said, oh, yeah, we're still going good. But one day not, and then I will respond. So, yeah.
And just keep in the loop and
that's right.
Keep them thinking about your interest in it. Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah. So then what happens is once we get to attorney review is typically the buyer and the seller attorney will make modifications to the proposed contract. They'll either issue an addendum or an attorney review letter outlining the paragraphs, and then their correspondence will go back and forth until both sides agree on the proposed modifications. Then usually the buyer and the seller would sign off on it, or if not the buyer and the seller themselves, then the attorneys, if they have the express written authority under a case, you know, the buyer lawyer and likewise the seller lawyer can sign off for their clients, but they have to have the express written, they're supposed to have the express written authority to do that.
Absolutely. I mean, after the under contract, the buyer should move forward with the process to get a home inspection done.
Well, wait, let's go back. So basically once that happens, once the attorneys sign off on it, then you're under contract. That's what under contract means. You're out of attorney review. It's the contract's, you know,
it's binding.
It's binding. The buyer, we're talking about from the buyer perspective, the buyer has rights under the contract that if they're not happy with, they can still get out of the contract if they have a valid reason, like if they don't get the mortgage, if they're dissatisfied with the home inspection results and their, you know, actual defects and the seller doesn't want to fix them, and or the property doesn't appraise, if they have an appraisal contingency, then those are some of the major reasons where the buyer can get out of the contract.
It's once again, right, after that, all the home inspection and appraisal, all the process is based on the attorney review letter because the contract's based pre-printed form, right? And some attorney more detailed, they specify how many days, you know, normally we'll have a 14 days or 10 days after conclude review, you can do a home inspection. But some detail the lawyer will put in there. After that, how many days you have to respond. So be careful of that because I do have a case. The seller attorney is very detailed. Said after you receive such a report, how many days you have to let us know, right? I think at the end of how many days after the home inspection have let us know, I think the home inspection report came late or something. So at the end, I have to talk to the seller, say, hey, be reasonable. I know they're late for the 2 days, but it's just not fair. Turn around and say that you lose your rights.
And
right?
Oftentimes what the attorneys do, it could be the buyer that or the seller attorney, oftentimes they put in their attorney review letters one of the provisions is there's no automatic waivers. So that what that kind of says is basically even if we exceed the time frame for the mortgage, having the mortgage agreement letter or the home inspection due date, you can't just say, oh, I got you, and they have to give them a warning, a written notice.
Yeah,
so a lot of times that's how they protect
some
them.
Didn't do it, you know. I mean, so it really depends on the, once again, go back to that, is how you choose your lawyer. The lawyer is more like a doctor, in my opinion, right? Everybody have their specialty. If you have a headache, you're not going to see eye doctor. I mean, maybe you do, but you're not going to see hand doctor, right? So they are doctors. So MDs, but different specialize in different area. So with attorney, some attorney do a lot of, you know, insurance. You know, some may do a lot of estate planning or something. But injury, for example. But you should really interview and hire an attorney specialized in real estate transactions. So they are more pro. So their letter, the more experience, I mean, just like us, right? Anytime if something happens, you learn something. So what the lawyer does, he or she will put in the attorney review, add one more line. Because sometimes I read the letters, like, why is that? So, and then you know, must have an issue about that.
Right.
So
that goes, so even though we're jumping the road, that might go. A lot of times attorney review letters address the room clean condition at closing and no debris left curbside because they must have had the experience where a lot of times the house was in room clean condition. However, there was a couple of huge piles of garbage left on the curbside and then, you know, furniture and whatever miscellaneous debris. And then the buyer saying and their agent are saying, oh, we went to the walkthrough, but this really isn't good because how the heck do we know the township is going to pick this up? And what are we going to do if we have to get stuck with it and we have to pay a few hundred bucks to get rid of it? So, so that's why you try to, through experiences, you try to further clarify the review letters so you can kind of, you know, address any unanticipated events, you know, try to have a resolution. But there's always something new that comes up. But again, you're constantly improving your review letters to address what...
Yeah, absolutely. As a buyer, you know, how often do we buy a house, right? So it's really to hire a good experienced agent. They can guide you. And also hire a good lawyer to guide you. So they are professional. So they will help you to navigate through the process, because for the lawyer and the experienced agent, that's our daily life. So we do it all the time. So we know, right? Just like my mom cooking. I mean, she doesn't need a recipe. She doesn't go shopping. She just open the fridge, say whatever there, she can make a beautiful food. But for the beginner like me, I have to search for the, recipe.
To search for the cookbook. Then I have to search for the measuring devices and read have step-by-step instructions. How much to
And you still can't make it.
Probably not. I probably still couldn't make it as good as your mom. That's for sure.
My mom, forget it. He can't make as good as our daughter.
Why, that's true. Maybe not even the dog could make it better.
Yeah, I think so, probably too.
So let's talk now from a buyer agent's role. We're under contract. Mm-hmm. You're the buyer agent. You've now got to get your client arranged to have them go for the home inspection.
Yes, and home inspection is very important. Once again, if anyone would like to hear more, we did have a session with a home inspector a few weeks ago, and they have a detailed about the home inspection. Yeah.
Okay, and unfortunately, we're out of time for this show, so we're going to have to take that up the next show. And hope everyone stay tuned. Next time, we're going to talk about the home inspection.
Time fly fast. Okay, have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller, airing every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. For feedback and suggestions for future topics, go to their Facebook page, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane, or email them at realestatewithkenandjane@gmail.com or call 732-898-2266.